time for Lombardi Memories. So to take you back in time, into January or February, to the greatest one-day spectacle in all of sports. This is the Every Other Tuesday podcast that looks back at each and every one of the 50-plus Super Bowls and tells the story of who won and why. For the fan who needs more than just a box score, this podcast goes drive-by-drive, play-by-play, from the most dramatic games in history. I'm your host, Tommy A. Phillips, and you can visit my website at tommyaphillips.com, where you can find all of my books. Today we have Super Bowl 38, which was held on February 1st, 2004, at Reliance Stadium in Houston, Texas, between the four-time AFC champion New England Patriots and the first-time NFC champion Carolina Panthers. As always, we have a pop quiz and then homework at the end of the episode. The Carolina Panthers put together a 95-yard drive in this game. Who was the only team to have a longer drive in yardage in a Super Bowl? That's the pop quiz question for today. Answer will come at the end of the podcast. The New England Patriots started their 2003 season with a thud. They were beaten 31-0 in Buffalo by their biggest rivals at the time, the Bills. Defensive back Lawyer Malloy had gone to Buffalo, and the Patriots were considered dead on arrival. After a 2-2 start to the season, many figured that the Patriots wouldn't be a factor. And then they started winning and winning and winning. They won their final 12 games of the season. Most of them were close victories, but their 38-34 win over Indianapolis helped provide them with home field advantage throughout the playoffs. The Pats then got sweet revenge on Buffalo by beating them in the season finale by the exact score they had lost by, 31-0. The Patriots scraped by the Titans in the divisional round, 17-14. Then they beat Indianapolis 24-14 in the AFC Championship game, one in which Colts receivers constantly complained about Pats defenders being too physical. The NFL changed its rules thanks to that game, but it was of no help to the Colts, who were headed home. The Patriots were off to their second Super Bowl in 3 years. Quarterback Tom Brady threw for 3,620 yards and 23 touchdowns. His top receiver was Deion Branch, who caught 57 passes for over 800 yards and 3 touchdowns. The top two running backs were Antoine Smith and Kevin Falk, who finished within 4 yards of each other, both ending up just shy of 650. Falk also caught a lot of passes, 48 to be exact, but in a weird anomaly, Falk didn't score a touchdown all regular season. As for Carolina, they got off to a hot start, winning their first 5 games of the season. Eventually, they faced a reckoning, losing 3 straight games to drop to 8-5. But they won their final 3 games, clinched their division title, and got the number 3 seed. The Panthers dominated against Dallas 29-10 in the wildcard round at home. In the divisional round, they headed to St. Louis, where the game went to double overtime. Quarterback Jake Dahome threw a 69-yard touchdown pass to receiver Steve Smith, and the Panthers beat the Rams 29-23. The Panthers used a great defensive effort in Philadelphia to beat the Eagles 14-3 in the NFC Championship game and advance to their first Super Bowl in franchise history. Dahome threw for over 3,200 yards and 19 touchdowns, but also 16 interceptions. Smith was his top target, catching 88 passes for over 1,100 yards and 7 touchdowns. Receiver Mohsin Mohamed added another 54 catches for over 800 yards and 3 scores. Running back Steven Davis ran for over 1,400 yards and 8 touchdowns on a whopping 318 carries. And then there was the XFL star, he hate me, Rod Smart, who returned 41 kicks for nearly 1,000 yards and a touchdown. The Panthers also had a ferocious defense with defensive ends Mike Rucker and Julius Peppers combining for 19 sacks. The Panthers came out of the blocks with an unimaginative run-run-pass-punt, and then the Patriots got the ball back on the Carolina 47. Brady threw the receiver Deion Brandt for 16 yards over the middle, and then Falk ran for 5 more yards. Brady then went play action, and he found Brown for another first down at the 14. The Pats' drive stalled there, so on came kicker Adam Vinatieri for a ho-hum 31-yard field goal. Wait a minute, he missed it? In a dome? How in the world did that happen? Carolina then went 3-and-out again, thanks to a sack by Pats linebacker Mike Vrabel. The Panthers' defense forced a 3-and-out of their own, and they got the ball back at their own 11. But they did nothing again, and the Pats took over at the Carolina 49. This time, Brady threw the Brandt for a first down at the 38, and then hit him again for another 6 yards. The linebacker Will Witherspoon tackled Brown on an attempted reverse for a big loss. Pats had the punt. The defensive standoff continued into the second quarter. The Panthers got a first down on a holding penalty, but that was it. They punted it back. Teams then traded 3-and-outs with linebacker Willie McGinnis sacking Delhomme to end the next Panther possession. For the Patriots, Smith started the next drive with a 6-yard run. An offside penalty on third down gave New England a first down. Brown caught one for 6 yards, and then Falk ran for 9 yards to get across the midfield stripe to the 47. Brady then threw the Brown for about 9 more yards, but on third down, Brady tried his trademark quarterback sneak. He couldn't get it. So it was now 4th-and-1. Bill Belichick, the head coach of the Patriots, says go for it, and Smith ends up picking it up on a run. Antoine Smith. The Panthers challenged the spot of the ball, but there was no way they were moving that back. They then jumped offside a couple plays later before Smith ripped off a 9-yard run for a first down to the 20. However, Carolina defense stood strong, and defensive tackle Shane Burden blocked Vinatieri's 36-yard field goal attempt. With 5 minutes to go in the first half, Vrabel hit Delhomme from behind and stripped him of the ball. Defensive tackle Richard Seymour recovered at the 20, the Carolina 20. Antoine Smith ran for 7 yards before losing a field the next play. Brady then scrambled for his longest run of the season, going 12 yards all the way down to the 5. He then fired to the back of the end zone to Brandt, and it was good for a touchdown. The Patriots went up 7-0, and that was the latest in a Super Bowl that it had ever gone without any points on the scoreboard. But now that that scoring had commenced, it wouldn't stop. Starting at the 5, Delhomme threw to receiver Ricky Prull for a first down at the 23. As the game hit the 2-minute warning, he then floated one for Muhammad, who brought it in along the sideline for a 23-yard pickup. Prull caught another one, got a first down at New England 39, and then on 3rd-and-10, a little bit later, Delhomme threw one deep for Smith. He caught it, 39-yard touchdown. Panthers tied it at 7. Brady struck back quickly. He threw the receiver David Givens for a first down. Then he went for the bomb to Brandt, and he caught it for a 52-yard gain down to inside the 15. Pats called timeout, 35 seconds left on the clock. Two plays later, Brady went to Givens again. 9 yards, timeout, 23 seconds on the clock. The very next play, Brady goes play action, finds Givens in the middle of the end zone for a 5-yard touchdown. New England leads it 14-7. Vinatieri used the squib kick with little time left and a half, I mean just seconds left, and Panthers tight end Chris Magnum picked it up and returned it to the Carolina 47. Panthers had just a little bit of time left, so they decided to cross the Pats up, go with a run, and Steven Davis plowed straight ahead all the way inside the New England 35 for a 21-yard gain. They called timeout. They had 5 seconds left. John Casey made a 50-yard field goal, and the Panthers trailed at halftime by only 4 points, 14-10. Like the first quarter, the third quarter proved to be a feeling out process. Both teams punted twice to begin the second half, but neither really doing all that much aside from committing penalties. When the Patriots got their third possession, that's when the points began going back up on the board. Brady threw to Brands for a first down at the 45. Smith ran it to the Carolina 46, then picked up the first down on a 6-yard run off the right side. The Pats then got called for holding, but Brady made up for it through a pass to tight end Daniel Graham, got down to the 9. And then on the first play of the fourth quarter, Brady threw to the end zone incomplete, but the Panthers got called for holding. So on the next play, Brady handed off. Smith took it in 2 yards for a touchdown off the right side. 21-10 Patriots. Dahome suddenly found a new gear in the fourth quarter. He started it with a 13-yard throw to Muhammad. Next, he went to Steve Smith for a first down at the Carolina 45. He then threw to Smith down the left side of the field, 22 more yards. Running back Deshaun Foster took the next carry. He managed to evade and push through tacklers all the way for a 33-yard touchdown, making it 21-16. It's at this point that Panthers head coach John Fox chose to go for two. "I would not do it," CBS announcer Phil Simms said. "I would kick the extra point." Simms was 100% right. It was too early to go for two. Not only that, but extra points were pretty automatic with the ball on the 2 instead of on the 15 like they are today. Panthers should have kicked the extra point, but they didn't. Dahome missed Muhammad in the end zone, and now the Panthers were chasing points. New England had a promising drive on which the Pats got 3 first downs, one on a Falk 23-yard run. Brady threw an interception in the red zone to defensive back Reggie Howard. After a pair of incompletions from the 15, Dahome threw long down the sideline for Muhammad. He hauled in the pass and sped into the end zone. It was an 85-yard touchdown reception, the longest in Super Bowl history, a mark that still stands today. He broke Antonio Freeman's record of 81 yards set in Super Bowl 31. The Panthers now had to go for two because they missed the last one. Dahome threw to the right corner of the end zone, pass fell incomplete. Carolina led by just one, 22-21. A holding penalty gave New England a first down to start the next drive. Brady then threw to Falk to get to the 43 before going to Brown for a first down. Falk picked up 3 more, and Brady completed the Givens for a first down inside the 25. Facing third down a bit later, Brady rolled out, and he found Givens again, this time first down inside the 5. 2 plays later, Brady threw to Mike Vrabel, that's right, the linebacker, playing offense, for a 1-yard touchdown to retake the lead. Belichick went for two, and Falk got it on the direct snap. That made it 29-22 Patriots. The Panthers kept this frenetic pace going on their next drive. Foster took a draw to the 36 and a first down. Then Delhomme threw to Muhammad for 19 yards and another new set of downs at the 2-minute warning. Delhomme went down the seam to find Prohl for 30 more yards, and the Panthers called timeout with 1:42 to go. We'll get to that timeout in a moment, by the way, with 1:42 left in the fourth quarter. For now, Delhomme threw incomplete, and then he threw a short pass to Magnum for 2 yards. On third down under heavy pressure, he beat the blitz, passed to Prohl for the tying touchdown. Casey's extra point officially tied the game at 29. Now, let's take a second here and look at all these errors the Panthers made. By missing the 2 2-point conversions, they incentivized the Patriots to go for two themselves. That added up to 3 lost points. The Panthers should be leading at this point, 31-28. Instead, they're tied. And how about that timeout? The Panthers were in no danger of running out of time. By calling timeout there, they gave more time to Brady. Heck, they probably should have run the clock down 40 seconds there instead of calling a timeout. What big blunders by John Fox. Casey kicked it out of bounds, and that was the final mistake Carolina made because it gave Brady the ball at the 40. It was child's play for him to get in the field goal range from there. He threw to Brown for a first down at the Carolina 47. After a pass interference call set New England back with 44 seconds left, Brady got the yards back on a throw to Brown at the Carolina 44. He then threw to Graham to get to the 40, called timeout with 15 seconds left. This is time the Patriots would never have had if Carolina hadn't called that timeout. Instead, Brady had time to throw one more pass to Brants to set up Vinatieri for a 41-yard field goal attempt. Vinatieri kicked it off the right hash with 9 seconds left. Looks good, CBS announcer Greg Gumbel said as the kick split the uprights. 32-29 New England, 4 seconds left. And on the final play, he hate me, the XFL star Rod Smart, couldn't return the kickoff all the way, being stopped at his own 21. Time ran out, and the Patriots have won their second Super Bowl in 3 years, 32-29. The media talk in the aftermath of New England's victory was that they were the closest thing to a dynasty that we'd ever see in the NFL. No one imagined that they'd go on to win 6 Super Bowls and play in 3 more. Brady was named MVP for throwing for 354 yards and 3 touchdowns, also an interception. If I were to give out an MVP, though, I'd give it to Vrabel. He had 2 sacks, a forced fumble that set up a touchdown, 6 tackles, and he caught a touchdown pass on offense. He was Mr. Everything for the Pats, and he deserved more credit than he got. A least valuable player? Well, I can't give it to John Fox because he's a coach. So give it to John Casey. Kicking off out of bounds with less than 2 minutes to go is inexplicable. I know he made a 50-yard field goal, but his kickoff out of bounds virtually handed the game to the Patriots. There's no excuse for that, especially not in a dome. The most valuable player on the losing team was Mohsen Mohamed. It's tempting to give it to Delhomme, who threw for 323 yards and 3 touchdowns. However, I've got to go with Muhammad for that wonderful 85-yard touchdown reception that put him in the record books. He also had 3 other catches, so he had 4 on the day for 140 yards. That's almost half of Delhomme's yards right there. Dahome doesn't have such a good day without Muhammad breaking out. The best player you probably don't remember is David Givens, an overlooked receiver in Brady's stable of receivers. He caught 5 passes for 69 yards and a touchdown. He's not often mentioned as one of Brady's targets, but he had a big game here in the Super Bowl. The biggest play of this game, sadly, was Casey kicking it out of bounds. That's what sets up Brady to go a mere 36 yards to set up Vinatieri for an easy 41-yard field goal. Casey kicks it deep. Who knows? Maybe the Panthers make a stop or even force a turnover. Once he did that, the Panthers' fate was sealed. The biggest play you don't remember is the one I totally forgot about when writing this recap. Reggie Howard's interception came at a point in the game where I lulled myself to sleep. I didn't recognize that Brady would even throw an interception before looking at the score until I looked at the score sheet. And yes, it was a big play. It set up Muhammad's 85-yard record-breaking touchdown. That meant that the Panthers went at least 90 yards to score touchdowns twice in this game. The only team to have a longer drive than the 95-yarder the Panthers had? The Chicago Bears in Super Bowl 20, who scored a touchdown on a 96-yard drive. That is the answer to today's pop quiz question. For homework, how about this one? It's better to be feared. The New England Patriots Dynasty and the Pursuit of Greatness by Seth Wickersham. I haven't read this one yet, but I figure it's got to be one of the best books for looking at this modern-day NFL dynasty in New England. I look forward to eventually reading this one and getting some behind-the-scenes look at the Patriots. And it was Sports Illustrated's nonfiction book of the year, so it must be pretty good, I would hope. We aren't finished talking Patriots on this podcast. No, we'll be talking about them again next time when we reach Super Bowl 39 between the Pats and the Eagles. Will T.O. be able to lead the Eagles to victory? Can Donovan McNabb run a no-huddle offense? And can Troy Aikman and Chris Collinsworth coexist in the same broadcast booth? Find out all this in 2 weeks. In the meantime, you can find all my books at TommyAPhillips.com. This is Tommy A. Phillips signing off. So long.